Larry Johnson is just 4 years old, and his Sunday school teacher found out that in preschool he's memorizing the alphabet, and she got this great idea. As long as he's memorizing the letters, why not memorize a verse for every letter? That was last year. Larry's learned 26 verses, and his dad thought you ought to hear this.
Yeah. A. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find.
B.
Be kind one to another.
C.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you.
Larry's Sunday school teacher found a verse that fits every letter of the alphabet. Now, I know what you're asking. What did she do with Q and X and Z? Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Q.
Quiet spirit is of great worth in God's sight.
X.
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Z.
Zion heals and rejoices.
Excellent.
I agree 100%. Excellent. We're talking about important things this morning. The cup holders in your car, if one's on top of the other one, which one does the driver get, Lindsay?
Definitely the one that's on top. So the first one.
Well, we just talked to Tammy. Tammy said the bottom one. Why do you say the top one?
Because if everybody's body faces the cup holder itself, it's always got to be the one that's on the left, because it's just how you read from left to right. So I feel like it goes just the same for the passenger. When they're facing the cups itself, they would choose the one that's on the left side, so that would be the bottom cup.
I don't think I can argue with your logic on this one, Lindsay.
Yeah, and then that way there's no fighting about it, because it's logic, right?
I kind of get the feeling it's too early in the morning to be using logic.
I'm so funny about that stuff, that that's just how I've always thought. And I like judge boyfriends when we get in the car, and if they don't choose the right cup, I'm like, ooh.
You may be the only person in the world that judges a potential relationship by the cup holder they choose.
This is probably why I'm single.
I just kind of thought that this morning would be a great morning for you to share with us your message of hope. Bradley, what's your message for us today?
My story of hope kind of goes with my little girl. She was born premature at 27 weeks, and God has just been an amazing blessing by letting her grow strong and not have a lot of issues. She's now 19 months old, doing very, very well, and we're still praying for God to allow her heart rhythm to stay where it needs to be. I know it's still been going to a cardiologist, but she's doing really, really well.
Today's not just any old day. Today is Carpe Diem Day. Did you know that? Did you watch the Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams? We learned the Latin phrase Carpe Diem. Seize the day. But not just that, folks. Today is also National Bacon Day. And how can you separate those two things? You just simply can't. So I thought, in song, in music, from my heart, from my soul, from the very depths of my innermost being, I'm going to blend these two things together. So I looked up the Latin word for bacon, and it's lardum. Today, my friends, is Carpe Lardum Day, as proclaimed by the morning show on 88.3 Life FM, and it's time to bring it to you in song. It sizzles in the pan and it's delicious. It teases us with fragrance and with taste. With toast and eggs, it simply can't be beaten. With lettuce and tomatoes, it should be eaten. Now let these words go deep into your heart today, okay? It's to be celebrated and loved, embraced and enjoyed. When you dream of it, it sets your heart a-aching. Today isn't just any old day. We don't do today just any old way. Today is Carpe Lardum. Seize the bacon.
Doing everything their radio consultant told them not to. It's the Afternoon Joyride with Matt and Aaron.
It's Phil Wickham on 88.3 Life FM. Well, it's 5:04, and I would give you your traffic, except your phone probably can give you more up-to-date, accurate traffic. So let's just take a look at that forecast, because nobody's more accurate at forecasting than Aaron Perlman.
That's right. Your iPhones, throw them away.
Garbage.
Your Android, whatever that says, throw that away.
Run it over with your car.
Listen to Life FM. Here we go. It's hot. I'm Aaron Perlman, your Eyewitness Season Morning Forecaster.
Hey, it's Thankful Thursday on the Joyride. What is something you're thankful for today?
I'm thankful that even though I got Bell's palsy at the age of 60, that I'm still able to find the humor in it, even though my right side of my face is messed up.
How has that played out for you then? How have you kind of made that shift from, you know, uh-oh, this is my diagnosis, to just being able to have the sense of humor with it?
Because I say, well, maybe the Lord, I told my grandson, well, only a grandkid could love a face like this. Thank God I wasn't trying to date. I said, huh. I said, maybe God thought I was, and he said, I'm going to put a stop to that.
That's really funny. At least you always know which is your best side to take a picture from.
Yeah. Thank God I don't like taking pictures, though. You know, you learn not to get burned and find the humor in it, and thank God he's there, and there's nothing you can't go through that he hasn't already gone through, right?
Well, so far, no winners. This has been kind of wild, Aaron.
I'm blown away. So we were playing this game, is it Lauren Daigle or a robot trying to be like a human?
And yeah.
So far, people have not been able to figure out which is which.
So let's try it again. Heather is on the line right now. Heather, here is clip number one.
That is correct.
Yes. Now you have two more to go, though.
All right.
This is still difficult.
Listen carefully. Here's clip number two.
I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you would probably fall off the edge.
All right. Now it's more difficult. Which is it? Is it Lauren Daigle or a robot trying to sound like a human?
Lauren Daigle, so we'll go with Lauren Daigle.
Oh, okay. I am sorry, but that's correct.
Yes, yes. All right, two out of three. Here is your final sound.
Hello, fellow humans. How are you on this fine day? I am enjoying normal human things as well, such as breathing, playing sports ball, and being made of organic materials. Let's high five.
Was that Lauren Daigle or a robot trying his best to sound human? That is correct. Hey, it's the Joyride. What was a parking lot moment, a moment where God showed up at kind of that unexpected time or place for you?
A moment that really God showed up was when I was going through a really bad case where my baby was born as a micropreemie baby. He was going through so much, and I was just praying to God and telling him, God, just tell me that you're with me. And I turned on the radio, 88.3, and the song In the Eye of the Storm. And you know what? That song helped me go through it, because my baby had to be transferred to Madera, which he was 4 months there until he passed away. But that song kept me going, and I knew that God had control of everything. To this day, that song always has a little part in me like that. I remember that circumstance that I was passing through, and I knew God was with me and is with me to this day and has control of everything.
When this broken world is breaking me.
It was just at this seminar. It was all about artificial intelligence, and they talked about, you may have seen that story in the news, a radio station that used an AI DJ, and some people were upset about it, but they said, don't worry, because there's a lot of things an AI DJ can't do. It can't make connections. It doesn't have heart or emotion.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I thought? There's something else it can't do, though. It can't play the kazoo.
Oh, it's so true. I actually wrote a song about that, Matt.
You did?
Yeah, my guitar. It's called AI DJs Can't Play Kazoo. You want to hear it?
Yeah, what are the odds? Okay.
I just brought my guitar. It's right here.
Convenient.
Tune in, my friends, to the radio waves, where AI DJs spin tracks in their digital caves. They curate playlists that make our hearts sway from dusk till dawn every single day. They analyze patterns, beats that align, creating mixes that sound so fine. AI Jason Presley Grant, crafting playlists we can't help but understand. From classics to new hits they know, but the kazoo's a challenge that remains so true. So here's to the AI masters of sound in the realm of music. They sound truly astound. They play the kazoo merry, so tune their beats and mixes still light up the You're welcome.
AI can't do that.